The heavy clashes are underway in Syria between a number of militant groups and ISIL terrorists for control of a border crossing with Iraq. That's according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The clashes are taking place in the town of Bukamal. The ISIL insurgents, who control some parts of northeastern Syria, took control of Bukamal last week. The terrorist group is notorious for its fear campaign and ruthless crimes in the conflicts in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Mahdi Dariush Nazem Ruaya, author and geopolitical analyst, is with us via Skype from Montreal. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Nazem Ruaya. First of all, looking at the clashes taking place now over control of a border crossing with Iraq, so that brings us to the question of the objective of this group. They said that they want to create an Islamic State or caliphate in their own words, and their intention is to create this state in Iraq and Syria. First of all, tell us about that plan, what it means for the region, and also about those who are saying that the Western countries, including the US and specifically the US, should be to blame for supporting these groups and making them, you know, reach the stage that they're currently in.
I think that's an excellent, and let me be clear about this and very categorical. Daesh, or the ISIL, these in Iraq and the Levant, is not the manifestation of the failure of U.S. policy that the United States is trying to present. It's actually the manifestation of U.S. policy. This is the clear manifestation of what the United States, a clear manifestation of what the United States allies, including Israel, to the south of Syria, have been trying to do in this region for over a decade, for many years now. This is a manifestation of that. The ISIL, Syria with Iraq, and basically the goal, the objectives, is to divide both countries and to create sectarian states that are homogenous and only reserved for Sunnis, while other groups such as Shiites, Christians, Druze, all expelled. This is why you had people in the Syrian anti-government forces, the insurgency, for many years now, for several years now, since the insurgency started in 2011, saying Alawites to the ground. And because what they're trying to do is, what they've been working to do is what some would call ethnic cleansing. I think that term is oxymoron, and actually camouflage is genocide. Christians in Iraq are almost extinct, and that's because of the United States and Britain. During their occupation, the Christians were persecuted. And now in Syria, this fighting is going on because the ISIL wants to integrate this area with Iraq. It calls this an Islam. I want to be categorical. This has nothing to do with Islam. The idea of an Islamic Emirate now is something that the United States has been pushing. The Islamic Emirate, when it was disbanded, the last caliphate under the Ottomans wasn't even the authentic caliphate. Anybody who talks about that isn't aware of history or has no understanding of Islam. And the United States has been pushing this as a camouflage, and many in the West believe that the ISIL represents Muslims. It doesn't represent Muslims or Sunnis at all.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Mahdi Dariush Nazem Ruaya, author and geopolitical analyst, with us there live from Montreal.